Hello? Hello?
Hero, hero.
Why do I sound so deep?
I don't know. You sound fine. No, you're good.
No, it's not.
No, it sounds fine. Insert cash or select payment type. I don't know. Move the mic away from your mouth.
No, I sound deep and then I don't.
That's what she said.
Hello?
You sound fine.
Now I sound like a girl.
No, you don't.
All right, we good.
Always.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? How is everybody doing today? My name is Chris. Thank you guys once again for joining Be Inspired with Chris and Jesse. And if this is your first time and it's not a once again time, then welcome. Jesse is in the building. He just came in. The elevator went up and he crawled inside. And now we both here. We both talking. We're both saying what's up. So again, what's up, Jesse?
What is up? Back with another episode. This can be a good one. I have good feelings about this one. I'm excited, you know? It's a good time. The elevator is lifted and we are up in this bitch. So that's the haps, my dog.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. The haps, my dog. I got the candle lit right beside me.
You get them vibes.
I'm talking to a microphone. I got the headphones on. I feel like I'm about to record my new EP. It's going down.
I feel that. That's me every day, all day, 24/7, 25/8, 366. You know, heard me.
It's January 8th, and it's still not snowing outside. We're still getting nice warm weather with just rain.
Yeah, well, down here it's still not snowing either. So, man, when I went home though over Christmas break up in Pensacola, all it did was rain every day in the fog every day. And then it got sunny, it got nice and sunny, like cool in the 60s, and then I had to leave. I was so upset.
Are you hydrated right now?
Oh, I'm so hydrated. It hurts.
Are you sure?
Yeah, why?
Well, it just sounds like when you're talking, it sounds like your tongue is getting stuck to the roof of your mouth because you're so dehydrated.
That's not a thing.
Usually when I'm dehydrated, my tongue gets like stuck to the roof of my mouth and then it sounds like I'm chewing marshmallows. So it's like when I'm talking, like people.
That must be a Canadian thing because I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it must be only for Canadian humans.
Ever.
Canadian humans only sound like that.
No, I worked out earlier and I ran, so that might be it. I am slightly parched, but I wouldn't say I'm dehydrated.
Honestly, I haven't had any water today, and I need to because I did work out earlier. I did some hardcore interval sprints, which felt actually really good. My ass and my legs hurt from yesterday's workout because I did something new. That I haven't done in a while, which was an at-home workout. It's something that it's like a full body cardio circuit. It lasts like 35 minutes and it was a really good workout. So I woke up this morning, dude, and I could barely get out of bed. I was like a stick figure.
True. I was going to ask you, have you ever used a curved treadmill before?
Yeah, you've already asked me that.
Have I?
Yes. A few episodes back, I used one at my gym. It's like a parachute sprint thing and it's curved.
Wait, you have a treadmill that has a parachute attached to it?
No, it doesn't actually have a parachute.
I'm trying to visualize what you're talking about.
Stupid head. It doesn't actually have a parachute attached to it. It has like, it's like a V-shape strap. So it straps against your waist and then you run against the resistance and it feels like a parachute, but it's not. There's no parachute behind you. You go into a gym and there's like a fucking fan.
Man, I could only dream. No, but like that's the brand. It's called Curve. It's a manual treadmill and it doesn't take any electricity and it's like a lot harder to use than a regular treadmill and it makes you feel like you're going to fall on your face every time you use it. Do you know what I'm talking about or no?
Yes, I've used them. We have one.
They suck ass. I used one earlier today and now I can't.
When I come down, we're going to do a lot of cardio resistance running stuff that I do so I could show you exactly how to like get very cardiovascular in shape.
I'm so not ready, so I got to keep running before you get here.
I don't know if running's going to help. I mean, running definitely helps with your stamina, but running can only get you so far.
Cardio in general. I just need to do a lot of cardio before you get down here.
Yeah, cardio is good. That's all I do is just cardio and body work because I don't lift weights anymore. I stopped lifting weights about 3-4 months ago now, and it honestly, I like it better. I like using body work rather than the weights. It's just it makes me feel like I'm actually doing more rather than just standing and lifting or deadlifting or push-ups. I like doing jump squats or just squats, boxing, maneuvering, workouts, sled, sprinting, uphill work. Like I just like to do everything body rather than just lifting weights.
Nope. Lifting weights is the way. Do you have boxing gloves, right? And of course you do. You have boxing gloves?
Yeah, I have like three pairs. I got a professional pair, a hit around pair, and then a pair I used to use at the boxing gym.
Well, you should bring one of those pairs down. when you come. There's a bag in my gym that we can use. It'll be fun.
Well, is there like, do they supply gloves?
No.
Okay. I'll try. Like, I'll see what I can fit in my bag, because the bag I'm bringing, it's a free carry-on bag and I can only fit so much. So I'll see what I can fit.
The smallest pair. Bring the smallest pair you own, because we just need a pair just to cover your hands so they don't get all torn up. Unless you don't care.
No, I need gloves. I need gloves. I'm not breaking my hand.
Yeah, there you go. So, or we'll take turns, because I have a pair, so it doesn't matter. Anyway.
My hands are already crippled enough from boxing for 4 years.
You're right. How often have you competed?
I've been in 13 bouts.
13 what?
13 bouts.
Bouts?
Yeah, meaning like I've fought 13 times. That's what they call it, a bout.
Oh, I never heard of that term in boxing before. What's your record? I didn't know you boxed that many times.
I don't even know my record. When I fight. I know I've won. So I've had 13 fights. I've won, I think, 7 of those 13 fights.
Oh, that's a good percentile.
It's okay. In the beginning of my fight career, I wasn't really that good. I mean, I trained a lot harder than probably anybody in my gym. And I went into the fights with good confidence and really, I just, a good mentality, like you're supposed to. And I would lose. I would feel bad. I wouldn't want to train for a fight for like a year. And then I would train for a fight 3 months later, come back, fight, either lose or win. So it's really like, I don't really care if I win or lose. It's all about the experience, because it's only amateur.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, and plus you're not really like pursuing your career to be a professional boxer anyway. So
I wanted to be a professional boxer as like my career, but I also want to do modeling. So I want to have a nice, pretty face still when I do modeling, not a broken, I've already had a broken nose. I don't want to have like a fucking busted nose again.
I mean, you could be like a model for boxing.
I've done boxing modeling.
Where did that get you though? Did you enjoy it, or was it just still the stigma of like, oh, my face is messed up?
Wait, like when I got punched in the face?
Yeah. Or whatever happened.
No, it's just you get punched in the face and after the fight you realize your nose is broken.
That's unfortunate. Man, that would suck. I don't think I've never broken anything.
I don't know. I can take a ton of hits. Like when I've never been knocked out. I've never been knocked down. I've only lost fights between decision or split decision. Never knocked out or down.
Well, that's good. That's pretty impressive.
Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. My second fight, I did get stopped, but it wasn't a knockout. I just got stopped.
What happened?
It was a guy that was a lot bigger than me. He had 3 more fights than me. He was a lot stronger than me. You got to remember, too, I came from 240 pounds and I cut down to 158 pounds. So at that time, I was very hungry and dehydrated. So when I was in the fight, I lost my train of thought when I was in that fight, because I remember. And when he was coming at me, I kind of got like a little bit like I got anxious, so I didn't know exactly what to throw or what to dodge or maneuver, and I didn't really kind of test what he was going to do. So he ended up hitting me with a really good shot, rocked me, and then I went to the corner trying to block, and he was just like throwing haymakers, so the ref stopped it. I forgot to put my gloves up for the 8 count, because when the ref counts to 8, if you don't look like you're ready to go again, they stop the fight, because you're an amateur, you're a novice. It was only my second fight, so I didn't put my hands up. I looked like I was dazed or not doing good, so he just stopped the fight right there.
Have you followed anybody that you fought since then? Are any of the people that you fought as amateurs, have they like progressed and can stuck with it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've sparred with Ontario champions. I've sparred with Canadian champions. I've sparred with a lot of people in different places of like, I haven't just sparred here. I've sparred in Windsor. I've sparred in London. A lot of different places I've sparred in. I've sparred with a lot of different people. And yeah, I've actually sparred with guys that I've fought. So they've definitely progressed. I've seen it.
That's awesome. It's pretty cool. What made you like, did you just have a change of passion and you just realized that that wasn't exactly what you wanted to do anymore other than modeling?
It's not that I don't want to do it. Boxing is still a sport and a dream. It's still something that I do and desire. Like when I go to the gym, I still do boxing, even though it's not at the boxing gym. It's at a different gym, because the boxing gym is good. It's like my home. It's a place that I love to be at. I just can't always go by their schedule, because their schedule, they start at 5:30 and they go till about 7, and the classes seem to always be running. I don't know. I want to go back, and I probably will, but they always were the same. So I wanted to do something a little bit different, and I know how to do workouts on my own. So I just kind of signed up at another gym. They have a bag and a bunch of different stuff for me to elevate in and improve. So I just go to another gym and work out myself. But boxing is still some, I don't think I'll ever want to be pro, but I definitely like to do the workouts and would probably end up teaching other people how to be a boxer or just teach them in general how to box.
Yeah, I really enjoy martial arts. I definitely want to get back into it.
We could do like some sparring, or we could do like some bag hitting, and I could teach you how to throw punches or whatever.
Yeah, I'd be down. I've trained Krav Maga for 4 years and Hapkido for almost a year, I think, but I don't really remember too much of it.
Everybody that I've ever trained with has always been better than me, or it's been...
Well, that's how you grow, though.
Yeah, like usually everybody that I've ever sparred with has always been better than me, but people that spar in my gym are not... Like, some guys don't actually spar. They just want to fight, and it sucks because when you're trying to train and you're trying to get better and improve, you're supposed to actually only hit like 40, 50%. Guys at my gym, if you hit them, they get mad, so they don't want to fucking fight you.
Yeah, it's weird, huh? It's weird how that works.
I mean, I still go with it because it's like, whatever, you want to fight. It still, like, trains me. It helps me get better for an actual fight. Because, like, for me, I would still like to fight again. Like, I wouldn't say my career is over for boxing. I would still like to be, like, do an amateur fight maybe this year coming. I've talked to my coach actually back in the summer. I said in the wintertime I'd like to do another fight. And that's another New Year's resolution for me is, like, this whole year, for the whole year of 2019, like, my diet's going to be consistent rather than taking a month or two off and just eating whatever but still working out. It's going to be no consistency, but I'm going to give myself once a week being able to actually eat whatever I want but still diet those 6 out of the 7 days of the week. So that way my body's still, you know, in shape. I'm still ripped. I still feel good.
Well, there you go. What were your definite first like couple things that you wanted to work on for this year, and what have you done so far to stick with it?
I actually wrote them down. They're on the fridge right now. But the main things were reading. I've been doing that every day, actually reading a couple chapters a day. Consistent diet is another main thing, and I've been doing that so far since the new year started. I got the paper actually right here. Save money. So I want to save money rather than always spending it, because the whole, like, it's not like, okay, it's not like I go out and blow money all the time, but me and Alyssa really like to go out and do things. So we tend to always spend money, go and buy things, go shopping, going out and eating like 5 days out of the week, doing whatever. And this year we decided, we talked about it, we wrote it down, we said, okay, we're going to come to a conclusion, like, fuck this. We're saving money because we want to move, right? Like, we want to move inside of Toronto. We want to actually be in the area, not fucking outside of it and stuff. Like, we want to be in Toronto. I'm moving to an apartment. So we're trying to save money so we can afford it. So that's one of my main things. Lots of content. I want to start bringing out lots of content for YouTube, Instagram, podcast. I want to start bringing out more than just once a week. So being more consistent, that way people actually start to really follow me and us. Because we're a team for our podcast, so I want to start promoting this more. Definitely bringing in like at least 2 to 3 podcasts a week, if possible. YouTube, I want to start doing 2 to 3 YouTube videos a week. Modeling, definitely getting my body into shape so I can do more modeling, more photo shoots. If I can be in a magazine, I would love to be even in a local magazine. That'd be great. Or actually, 2018, I was in the paper. So I actually had an article about me in the paper in 2018 about like my fitness, my YouTube channel. And it was actually really cool. It was something that's never happened to me, and it happened. Delivering more positive energy is definitely one of the main things that I want to get in. Like, I already am very positive, but delivering more of it, just being way more positive, introducing myself and actually being able to talk to that person one-on-one, or just being able to talk to an audience in more a positive way, whether it's my YouTube videos or the podcast or just, you know, helping people achieve their goals and dreams in general, just outside of the whole social media, just being more positive. So then that way people, you know, energy attracts. When you give off energy, it sits in that person and it kind of like lights them up a little bit, makes them more energized, and it makes them feel better. So that's another thing. Collaborating. So I'm collaborating with you next week. We're going to be collaborating, doing YouTube videos, podcasting. So we're going to be doing collaborations, and maybe after that, collaborating with other people would be really cool. So that's like my main goal list for this year. And to make sure that it sticks with me, I'm going to make sure to go one thing at a time rather than bundling it all up. So it gets kind of frustrating. I'm going to make sure, okay, saving money every couple of weeks, put this much money away. Put this much money away, put this much money away, save, 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 save. That way in the summertime, when it's time for us to, you know, get a new apartment, we move, we leave.
There you go. Yeah, definitely. I have a couple over the for kind of like this semester in school and kind of for the year. So I want to lose 15 pounds, hopefully by...
Bro, you're going to lose those 15 pounds the first week I'm there.
Yeah, I'm excited. No, I'm weighing in at 195 right now. And I like my size. I like my stature, but I definitely just have some body fat I want to get rid of. So I want to lose 15 pounds. Yeah.
Like, not big as in like overweight, but like, are you really like, are you tall or something? How are you that? How do you weigh that much?
I'm 5'11", and I weigh 195 pounds. So like, I'm just broad shouldered kind of. I'm just thick.
You must have a lot of muscle in your legs or something, because I thought you were like 175.
No, I have tree trunk legs. I'm just like a endomorph. Is that what I'm thinking of? I'm just like built like, you'll understand when you come down. I would like to read 8 books a year, at least. I'm reading a book right now called Inspector Oldfield and the Black Hand Society, America's Original Gangsters and the U.S. Postal Detective Who Brought Them to Justice, which basically is a book about how the postal inspector was like one of the original FBI agents and how he used mail to kind of catch criminal activity and stuff like that during the early 1900s, which is just super interesting. I want to write a comedy set by the end of April. It's one of my goals. I started that a couple of days ago. It's just one of my personal goals that I've been working on, is to write comedy. And yeah, I have a couple jokes lined up, and I'm going to finish working all the kinks out hopefully by the end of April. That's my goal.
Wait, so hold on. Sorry. So when you do these comedy skits, like, what are you trying to... where are you trying to go here from there? Like, are you doing stand up, you mean?
Yeah, like stand up comedy. I love stand up comedy.
At a local bar?
Me performing? Like, yeah, if I get that opportunity, but I wanna like have jokes and set up yet first, obviously.
No, for sure. We've never talked about that, so that's pretty cool. I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah, I mean, literally it just started like a couple of days ago, but it's been something that's been on my mind for a while. Yeah, I'm just super excited. I just feel like it's something that I definitely know I can work at and get better at, and I'm excited to see where it goes. Work on photography and videography. That's definitely something that I want to delve a lot into time to this year. I just actually had the opportunity to go be a photographer for Jackie on Instagram at Jackie Chan Music. And work with some of those guys and my buddy Sammy, DJ Ryder on Instagram. And I was a photographer for one of their shows. I haven't finished editing everything, but I'm working on that right now. So that's a lot of fun. Start a YouTube channel. I'm kind of put that on hold until you come down. I'm not even going to worry about it because I'm in school and everything. So I'll let you kick me in the ass before that happens. And then write more. I want to write more along with reading, because I think writing and reading are very coherent with one another, if that's the word, I think. And this semester, I'm taking pretty much 2 writing classes. One of them is world literature, and the other one is communications and civic life. And it's the study of like how people interact the way they do within writing and material and advertisements and everything. So I'm excited to expand my intelligence on those subject matters to be more proficient in what I do as a craft. So along with writing more is like planning out podcasts more and getting more podcast stuff done and being more focused with the podcast and having it kind of all together, which is like a pain, especially when I'm taking 5 classes and working 2 part-time jobs and doing all this other nonsense. I never realized how crazy my life can be sometimes, that's for sure. And go on 1 campus rec trip. At FAU, we have campus rec trips where you pay X amount of dollars and then you go on a trip somewhere. And there's 2 that I want to go on just this semester alone. I can go stand-up paddleboarding in the Florida Keys in a couple weeks or next month, about a month from today. And then over spring break, there's an opportunity to go backpacking in North Carolina. And I think that would be a lot of fun, especially to go on a trip with people I've never met before or don't know. I think that'd be a cool experience and a fun opportunity. So hopefully I'll make those 2 things happen, but we'll just have to see where that goes. But other than that, I mean, I've been doing pretty well. I set my goals of what I want to be doing every day. I write note cards the night before to kind of plan out my day. And that way I have more structure to my day. So on my list today, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 things that I need to do. And I've already done half of it. I'm feeling pretty good right now. I feel pretty solid about the momentum. And I don't know, I hope I can keep it. That's probably one of the biggest things about a New Year's resolution, is like you plan all this shit out and then half the time it doesn't get done. But I think this year I'm feeling good about it. 2019 is definitely going to be a solid year.
Well, that's good, man. And a good way for you as well is to keep those goals that you're achieving, because you have a lot on your list. You got a lot on your mind that you are going for. I would say January, plan them out, write them down, plan them out, because January is basically, how do you get motivated after the January rush? Because New Year's resolution starts January 1st. People have all these things they want to do, achieve goals, do whatever they have to do. Same with you. You have all these achievements and goals that you want to accomplish. Is write them down. Figure out a way how you're going to achieve them and why you want to achieve them. Because again, there's a thing called choose the right whys. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't.
So choosing the right whys is basically saying, why am I doing this in the first place? What am I wanting to accomplish from this? Motivation is basically a fuel for doing anything. Ask yourself that every single time, why and why you want to do it. What are you looking to get out of it? What are you looking to accomplish? And why are you wanting to accomplish it? Write them all down from A to B, 1 to 10, depending whatever you want to do. And think about it, because like I said, and January is a basically just like the thinking schedule. It's a rush. Everybody always goes into January having these goals. And then after January, it's like, whatever. It's like rush hour. Everybody leaves work at 5 o'clock. After that, it slows down. But for you, because you have so much you want to achieve, relax about that, because you're going crazy.
I know. I don't know. I have a lot of things that I want to get done.
That's what I'm saying. You're going crazy. You want to do like 25,000 different things. Have like,
I have to figure it. That's why I set time limit goals on some of them, or no time limit at all. It was kind of like a semester based, so like 5 months to get it all done. So I'm not too worried about it or stressed out about it. But now that I'm like sitting here talking about it, I definitely have more goals in my head that I want to accomplish that I didn't think about to write
down. Here's a good thought. Why don't you keep a log tracking your progress?
Oh yeah, that's definitely an opportunity, or not an opportunity, but a good idea. Or something to work towards on how to keep a log about my ish.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I joined like a, not really a Weight Watchers group, but just like a fitness challenge with some of my people that are close to me. So we'll see how far that goes. It's like whoever loses by the end of the semester, the largest percentage of weight, and whoever wins gets like $200.
That's funny. You know what? That's funny that you say that, because me and my friend Mike were just talking about that the other day. He's going into this thing where a bunch of people are trying to lose weight, and they all put this amount of money into a pot, and whoever wins at the end gets all the money. I think that's such, okay, I have no, I'm not against it, but I think, for people to lose weight, I think that's such a fucking gambling and stupid way to try to lose weight.
I wouldn't call it gambling.
But think of it this way, okay? You're trying to you're throwing money into a pot, right? A bunch of people are throwing money into the pot. Those people are only trying to lose weight to win the money. If it wasn't for the money, they wouldn't even consider trying to get fit.
It's not about the money. It's about yourself, and it's about challenging yourself and what you can do. And if you look at it like that, I get your point, but at the same time, it's more than that, and it's important not to... It helps to push you and drive you, give you some motivation. But at the same time, it's like once you get that inspiration to keep going, you don't want to lose it. And I think once you kind of, I guess, I don't know, get obsessed with the results, then you're more inspired and more driven to continue after that, which is probably how I look at it, at least.
I know. And I know exactly what you mean. I've worked with so many people. I've seen it a lot, is that people do these things, like you said, they put money in a jar, they win gift cards, or they just do something to lose weight. They it doesn't matter what it is. It has to be motivated by somebody else, or it has to be a gamble for them to lose weight. Like, yeah, here you go, $100. If you lose 20 pounds, you get this $100. Okay, I'm going to go run on a treadmill every day. After that, though, it's like you're on your own. You know what I mean? And if you don't do it on your own, then it's over. But for some people, it is like that. Some people need that courage, like you're doing that money thing. I don't think you need it. I think you're just doing it for fun, right?
Yeah, I'm just doing it for fun. It's also of like, oh, a college student that needs, I could always use more money, right? But yeah, I'm just doing it for fun. I'm not really too worried about it. It's kind of and my girlfriend and I are both trying to lose weight, and we're definitely kind of holding each other accountable, like, oh, did you work out today? Oh, what did you do? Oh, I did this. And we kind of like rag on each other a little bit while still keeping a swift, fun competition.
I just always have seen it like, look at the Biggest Loser. Like, these people go on TV shows, they basically make fun of them and like embarrass them, but they give them a ton of money to be on their show. Like, I just think of it as like that. Like, people, you have to bribe somebody for money just to lose weight.
Yeah, I don't like shows like that either. I don't.
I hate The Biggest Loser. It's like, why the? I know they're trying to lose weight and you're giving them like fucking 100 grand just to, you know, lose this time of weight in this amount of time, but they're literally killing themselves. Like, they have to lose in 3 months like 300 pounds at their 600 pound weight, and that's so unhealthy for these people. And I just feel so bad for people that have to go through all this stuff, because I've lost myself 100 pounds, and it took me a year to lose that. And like, I could just imagine them losing that much in 3-4 months. Like, it's just sickening to see.
I've never watched it, so I have no idea how it goes. So I'm not going to really talk about it.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it. And like, when you were talking about the body types, when you were saying like what ectomorph, mesomorph, and endomorph.
Yeah,
I know that stuff. I don't even actually know what I am. I think I'm mesomorph because I'm more athletic.
I think I'm an endomorph. That's like the short. I'm not short though. Stocky kind of guy. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember the three differences between all of them, but
endomorph would be soft and a round body, gains muscle and fat very easily, stocky build, round physique, slow metabolism, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm that guy. I lose and gain weight just as easily.
There you go. I always tell people always to keep a log and tracking their progress, because I would say like, don't just show up at a gym and say, I want to get in shape, because no plan usually equals to no results.
Yeah. And one of the biggest things too is like track your progress, like you said, but take pictures of yourself, you know, track your progress with pictures. That's always a good way.
And you also shouldn't peg your goals to something physique related. Like, I want a 6-pack abs, or I want to burn my love handles or something like that. I don't know. I just feel like it's some, like, if you just have like something like that, I think that's something's just so stereotypical. Like, oh, I want a 6-pack. I'm going to go into a gym and I don't see results in 2 weeks. That's it. Fuck working out.
Yeah, I went to the gym today and yesterday, and I was like walking around and kind of frustrated because there's so many people there. I'm like, man, I can't wait for next month and all you fuckers are going to be out of here. Like, all my gym back. I'm going to have to start getting up earlier and going, because I'm not getting as much done.
Like I said, the January rush.
I know, January rush is among us people. So watch them. Be careful out in those streets. They're everywhere.
I say that to people all the time. I go to the gym. I'm like, yeah, look at all these people trying to lose weight. Look at them all. Watch in a month. Watch what happens. They're going to be gone.
It's funny. It's not funny. It's good, because like, it's good to see people chasing after it and, you know, doing their thing and making change to better themselves, which is important. But at the same time, it's like, man,
change one behavior at a time and work towards changing one thing at a time.
Yeah, you just got to focus on the little things. I was watching a Skillshare video that was about this guy, how he structures his weeks. And just looking at his Google Calendar and like realizing how much stuff this dude gets done because of how his days are structured. And it was really mind blowing. And I'm excited to interpret that into my life.
Yeah. As for you, make a log, write shit down, because you're going to get into a fucking stick in the ass if you're wanting to.
Oh yeah. I totally know I'm going to burn myself out by the end of the semester. I can just feel it. I know it's going to happen, but there's just so much I want to get done and not a lot of time to do. But that's part of the journey, you know, like that's where you learn, and that's how you learn about yourself and what you can and can't do. And I'm just excited to do it, you know, and I wouldn't want it any other way, really. Like, I just wouldn't.
No, that's good, because if you have a set time, like I want to fucking do this before the end of the year, then it actually encourages you and makes you push further to try to do it by the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, the end of the year is, we're already through the first week of January. Like, New Year's was yesterday. So, I mean, it's going to happen quick. It's going to happen super quick. And you have to enjoy it, but you also have to continue working hard. But at the same time, like I said, enjoy it and do and take matter into the little things of what it is that you love, and appreciate the little things of what it is that you love, and have a good time. But at the same time, you know, keep crushing your goals and don't fret and don't stress yourself out if you don't get it done, because it's not the end of the world. But at the same time, you always want to make sure you challenge yourself and none of that "I'll start tomorrow" nonsense, because then nothing's going to ever get done. But then sometimes, like, I find myself thinking about how I wanted to, it's almost like kind of how Gary Vee talks, is like, I wanted to find a book on how to write stand-up comedy at Barnes & Noble. And then I was thinking in my head, I was like, there is no book on how to write stand-up comedy, because that's not a thing. If you want to write stand-up comedy, you just have to sit down and like think about stories and
it's your own jokes.
Yeah. And well, not your own jokes, but just how to structure things and how to be a better storyteller is what I mean. But then I realized it's just trial and error, you know, and you just have to put in the work and there's no shortcut around it, you know? So I think a lot of things in life are like that. And I think sometimes that in this digital age that we live in, we use that as an excuse and it's sad. It's unfortunate. And I mean, I've done it and we've all done it, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect and not because I'm not, but I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying, but nobody's perfect. Did you ever hear that? I sent you a video last week on, it was a Gary Vee video on Instagram. He was just sitting there recording a video for YouTube and an Instagram video. And he was just like looking at people laughing. He's like, people are walking around like they're coming back. And I thought that was like the funniest thing because it's just like not everybody thinks that way because he thinks in such like a fucking grind and hustle. Like it's like it has to happen. Like he won't stop until it happens. That's like me too. Like I can't stop until I achieve that one thing or I want to make sure this fucking happens. And it was just like that one little like 10 second thing that he said, like people are walking around like they're coming back. It's like he didn't have to say nothing after that. Like that's legacy, right? That's crazy. You know, do you even know what that means?
No, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. I'm kind of having a hard time comprehending this nonsense.
What he's trying to say is like altogether is that people are walking around all over the place like they're coming back, like they're having fun, they're laughing, they're partying, they're not giving a shit. They're just walking around all over the place like everything's okay, like they're going to die and fucking sprout as a human the next day like it's okay. He was just kind of saying like just getting to the fucking point, like why are you doing all this stuff like you're just going to die and resurrect and be a person the next day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's kind of funny. It's like if I spoke to Gary Vee in a venue or whatever, I'd immediately leave the venue. I'm like, all right, my life is complete. I can go off and do all the things that I wanted to do because Gary Vee has West.
I want to be on his Ask Gary Vee show. Like, I want him to call me and talk to me and fucking drown me in motivation, and or even be on a show, like go to New York and talk to him face to face because I love his just work ethic and I love the hustle and the drive that he has because it's amazing. It's really inspiring. And I like people that do that because I don't have people come up to me and drive me and hustle me and tell me what to do and tell me how my grind's doing. Like I'm usually the one doing that to other people. I'm usually the one shoving that shit down their throat. Nobody's shoving it down my throat. So it'd be really cool to have him be like, you know what, like tell him what I'm trying to achieve and tell him where I'm trying to go. And then have him be like, okay, like, this is exactly what you have to do. I mean, he's human. Nobody has all the answers in the world, but at least he can, you know, tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, I love Gary Vee, but at the same time, kind of like I said, people are looking for the answer. There isn't one. You know, like all the people who ask Gary Vee, like, oh, I can't do this because why? And then Gary Vee will be like, because you're jealous or envious or whatever. And it's like, maybe if you just look in the mirror for a split second, you'll find that out about yourself. Do you get what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but... So one of the things is, Gary, why is it so hard to overcome fear of failure? And it says it's hard because you're overvaluing other people's opinions. Like, why don't you just look yourself in the mirror and be like, why am I afraid of failing? And then and reflect upon yourself and like, not saying don't go to Gary Vee because that's cool and all, but like maybe you just got to grow up and look yourself in the mirror and be like, oh, I'm afraid to do this because of why? And then just start from there. Do you get what I mean by that? Like...
No, I know exactly what you mean. I get it fully. It's just everybody needs that extra push and extra. It's like you need that extra push and motivation to get started on YouTube and make videos. You
yeah,
know what
that's
I mean?
True. It just depends on what it is.
Yeah, and for me, I would love to go to New York, sit down with him, and you know, just have like a one-on-one conversation about everything, and have someone that actually knows a million times more than what I know tell me more of like the goal, like the keys, and just more of intelligence that I wouldn't know, and just have him kind of just give me more brief. It's him. It's Gary Vee. Like he knows way more than me, and way more than most people. That's why everybody goes to him.
That's true. I don't know. I still love his shit. Have you read Crushing It yet?
I have not, no. He has a book called Crushing It?
Yeah, it's fire. I'd let you use it, but my copy is 4 hours away. That's my girlfriend's currently reading. But I did pick up, I'm pretty sure I can double check real quick to make sure. No, I can't. But I will let you know, I did pick up You Are a Badass.
We have a library, so I just usually go to the library and pick up whatever I need. So even if you want to keep it, you can. It's up to you.
No, you can keep it. I have way too many books in my room, just in my dorm alone. I just don't need them all. All
right, I'll use it as a souvenir.
Bet. There you go. That was free 99. Look at that. Oh, also, I'm freaking excited, but soon enough, you and I are going to go float in a sensory deprivation tank. So we should probably freaking schedule that appointment and all that good stuff. So
yeah, we'll see how much it is and what it's about. We'll do it.
It's $60 a person.
All right. Yeah, we'll see.
It's going to happen. You and I are going to float either way.
This year for crushing what I need to get done, I don't think everything's going to get done. I don't think I'm going to be able to get everything I want, but I think a lot of what I'm trying to achieve is going to happen, especially in like the YouTube and my subscriber count, my watch time, and what I'm trying to achieve, especially for the podcast, for just creating more content and getting myself more out there and subscribers is definitely going to happen this year. Book reading and saving money, a definite. Moving, a definite. So like everything else is just like I'm going to work towards, but all this stuff is going to be a definite.
Well, that's good. I'm super pumped. I don't know. I just have good feelings about this year. I know I keep saying that, but it's true. Just a lot of little things that I know I have in complete control of. Like I might sell my Xbox. I haven't figured that out yet.
Hey, I just sold mine today.
How much did you get for it?
180.
Did you like take it to GameStop? Wait, do you know what GameStop is?
Yes, I know what GameStop is. No, I didn't take it to GameStop. I just sold it. I put it online yesterday. I had like 15 people message me. Everyone was like offering me different things. I was going to accept 150, and then some guy messaged me today and offered me what I'm asking for. So I got 180 for it. He came and picked it up. I just feel like I don't use it. It's only used for Netflix. I don't even watch Netflix. So it's like I don't really care for it to sit around as an excuse to play something if I end up playing Xbox. Like I could just read a book, then play a video game, get more intelligent, smarter. So I don't know. Gaming was really for me a few years ago. It's not really for me now. I'm not really into it. Like I'll game with you, like me and you can game, but like just me in general, like just sitting down gaming, like it's cool. It used to be my thing, but now it's just like whatever.
You didn't happen to keep an extra controller, I'm assuming, huh?
No, I sold them.
Yeah, I figured. I didn't think about that, but now we hit, because I only have one controller.
Oh shit.
So whenever you come down, all that mad Rocket League, it's all good. It's all good. But I haven't played Rocket League forever. I don't know. I love playing Xbox. I played Monday or yesterday, I think it was yesterday. But I enjoy playing Xbox. I haven't quite given it away yet. I'm hoping to just cut down to just like once a week, like on Sundays, and I don't have too much going on. I would definitely love to play Xbox. But yeah, this week I'm not going to touch it as much anymore. That's definitely a semester goal, is to kind of stay off of it, because I don't want to sell it. I enjoy using it.
I enjoy it too. I do enjoy Xbox. I love Xbox. I mean, I've been through 4 Xbox Ones because I keep buying them and selling them. But I don't know. It just, like, I buy them. I'm like, yeah, I want to get into it. I sell them. I'm like, fuck, man, I miss my Xbox. I want to get another one. But like this time, it's like I haven't played, like since me and you played last Rocket League, this was before my photo shoot. I don't know. It's like I do things that are different now. I don't really be like, oh, I'm going to go talk to people. Like when I was younger, I was like, put my time into like talking to friends on Xbox and playing video games. Now it's just
how we met. Just sold the sole thing of how you and I met.
Exactly. That's it's meant to be. We're meant to be friends and shit. So you know what I'm saying? That's a good thing though. I'm glad that we were able to meet and we're able to connect as well as we do. So it's cool that we did that. But as for gaming and stuff like that, I mean, whatever, I'll get into it eventually, maybe in the next year or so.
Yeah, it's sad that you sold it though. I mean I get it though, but it also takes that certain kind of motivation to do that, because I don't have it yet, in order to sell my Xbox because I know my life would be so much more productive if I didn't have it. But at the same time, it's like, it's for emergencies only. You know what I mean? So I don't know, I'll make it work. Always do.
Of course, man. And you're a smart kid. You're a smart guy. You know exactly what you're doing. It's crazy. I wish I had your mentality at 20 years old, man. Like 20, 21, because like you're smart. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't smart at that age. I wasted my time. I wasted a lot of my time. And it's the regrets that I have for that time that it's like, I like how you're going about your life and how you have these goals at 20 years old. It's good.
Yeah, I hear that a lot and I just don't see it. I appreciate it. I don't know. I feel like you just got to do or don't. And some people are just born differently. I don't know if it's like a common sense thing or what, but just some people, I don't know where it comes from.
I definitely believe in you and believe in your goals, because you do have a lot of set goals. I don't know if it's because we talk a lot or it's like my motivation helping you, or if it's that's just your drive, or if you just sat down yourself, maybe had a discussion with your parents, your girlfriend, or that's just you. I don't know if it's from the podcast or if it's just from, you know, Gary Vee or books. It could be from really anything that you have this simple drive, because like I said, it's very rare for a 20-year-old to have these set goals and the set mindset rather than just hanging out with friends, gaming, partying, and doing all that shit. Like, you have a busy life. It's impressive. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know what it's from. If it's from me, the podcast, like, do you know what it's from, or is it just you?
I think it's just within me. Definitely the podcast. Like, I remember you when you texted me and you're like, hey, I want to start a podcast. And I wanted to start a podcast for the longest time. Like, I wanted to have a political commentating podcast, and I wanted to do that at one point. And then, like, it kind of goes back to like needing that extra push shove thing is, cause obviously if I start a YouTube channel, you're not collabing in every one of my videos. It's not happening, but,
no, but I'll be in some of your videos, like for the 7 or 8 days that I'm there, I'll be in some of your videos.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that's not happening, but the podcast, like when you texted me, that definitely helped me, like, okay, this is a team effort. Like, let's do this. I think it comes from my own life, cause there's a lot of things in my life that I want to accomplish, and I kind of just took it upon myself to kind of sit down and figure it all out and go from there. So I'm excited, but I mean, life is short and I'm trying to live it to the fullest for sure. There's a lot of things that I want to accomplish and do in my life, and not saying that life is short, because it is, but it's not. And yeah, I don't know. It just comes from within me, I guess, now that I think about it. But I don't feel motivated when it comes to like the day to day, obviously. Like most people, like I was going to wake up this morning at 7:30 and I was like, all right, I'm going to read my book and I'm going to write for 10 minutes until I have, or not write for 10 minutes, but I have class at 9:30. So it's like, I'm going to do all of these things. And I didn't get out of bed till like 8:45. And then I made a cup of coffee and went to class.
Waking up early is hard to do. Like if my life was like busy, like we discussed before, The Rock, where he had so much shit to do, so much fucking running around everything. Like if I was like that, I would wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning every day, daily, get all that shit done, do everything I can do, work out, go my auditions. Like I would love to be an actor one day, and I would fucking cry if I got to be in a movie with The Rock. That would just be a dream come true. But yeah, I watched Adam Sandler's sequel on Netflix the other day with Alyssa, and this is the first time I've watched Netflix in months. So we watched Adam Sandler's like stand-up. A lot of his stand-up is singing. I had no idea like he did a lot of that singing and shit. So I was listening to him, and he did a joke where he was saying, okay, waking up early in the morning is the best thing you can do. It's amazing. You go through your day. Okay, I wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock. I have my breakfast. 6 o'clock, I go do my workout. 7 o'clock, I go to my meeting. 8 o'clock, I come back. I have another breakfast. 9 o'clock, I have another coffee. 10 o'clock, I go to another meeting. And then he's like, when the fuck is the day over? Because it's like you wake up so early, you do everything so early, you get it done by like 10, 11 o'clock. You know what I mean? It's just like the rest of the day.
It's amazing. That's such a great lifestyle. If you can handle it, I love it. But my biggest issue is I just roll over and go back to sleep. But once I'm up, like if I could get up the moment my alarm goes off, I'm up. Like I don't like to go back to sleep or lay back down or whatever. I'll be more tired probably, but I'm definitely more like if I have to go up and go to the bathroom or something, I'm like, okay, I'm up, and then that's it. So it's just hard to find the motivation to get up once the alarm goes off.
Yeah, I definitely set myself up for waking up earlier rather than waking up at 10, 10:30. I just feel like waking up earlier is definitely way better just for like overall mental health and just thinking, because waking up early is a good thinking process. Like get to think better when you wake up early, because nobody's awake. If you wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, nobody's awake. That's like you'll be able to see the fucking early bird for the first time in your life.
Yeah, it's true. I love it. I wish I could do it more proficiently, but
it's not really a cleanse, I could say. I don't really know what to think of it as. Waking up early is it's like a habit. You wake up, it's still dark, but you know it's morning and nobody's awake, nobody's around you. You get a good train of thought. You know, you think clearly throughout your mind what you want to do that day. You basically set your whole day, right? Like what you're going to do, your routine. And you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And then it just becomes a habit. And then once you keep waking up at that time, it's like your body gets so used to waking up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You just feel good about it. And then you get your shit done. When you wake up early, your mood enhances. You feel a lot better about yourself. You feel cleaner. You want to do more. And it's because when you wake up at like 10, 11 o'clock, that's like a quarter of your day already done. and then you don't even know what you're doing that day. You just wake up and you're rushing throughout the whole day. Rather, if you wake up at 4 or 5.
Yeah, I wouldn't say 4 or 5. Not for the average person. Probably like 6 or 7. That's how I would like to do it. It's like 6 or 7. But I get your point. You just get more done.
I don't know. It's something that I would like to do. Like 5 o'clock. That I could set that for a goal for me. I definitely could see myself waking up at 5 in the morning.
You just gotta keep crushing. You gotta keep doing. You know, stay keeping it steady. Build one habit at a time.
Yeah, change is good. Change is amazing. One key thing is start small. Make resolutions that you think you can keep. Like, for example, your aim is to exercise more frequently. I would say schedule 3 to 4 days a week at the gym instead of 7. Like me, I like to go 7 days, but that's just me. And if you'd like to eat healthier, try replacing desserts with something else you enjoy, like fruit, yogurt, instead of seeing your diet as a form of punishment. Because when I first started, I was like, fuck, man, I got to give up cake, candy, chocolate. But it's just like, you know what? You can replace all that stuff. Make your meals. Go on fucking Pinterest. You know, look up some desserts that you can make that are healthy. Have fun with your diet. You don't got to have a no-carb diet. You don't got to go on keto. You don't got to bullshit your diet. Just eat cleaner, work out, have a game plan, and you're set, guys. It's all there is to it.
Yeah, eating clean is pretty easy to me. Like, a lot of people find it difficult to like stay away from things, and like you just have to learn to not feel bad about it because you're already doing it and it's too late. So it's like you learned, you know. But like me, I make, after I work out, I make a protein shake with banana, peanut butter, and Nutella. And that thing is freaking awesome. But that's like my treat to myself of like eating crappy food, I guess, because
Nutella. Yeah, that sounds fire.
Yeah, it's pretty. I'll make you when you come down. I freaking love it. It's probably one of my favorite shakes ever. But, yeah,
I used to always take Nutella out of my mom's cupboard when I would live at my mom's house, take Nutella out of the cupboard and just eat it with a fucking spoon. I remember after fights, I would go home, because this is like when I lived with my mom. So after a fight, I would go home. There'd be Nutella in the cupboard. I would go in there, it'd be like a full fucking jar. I would just take a spoon, just eat it, dig and eat it until it's gone. Yeah, it's delicious.
Nutella's so fire. Anyway,
it's not. Yeah, but anyways, yeah.
Real quick, the book is open. The quote of the day is,
"Yes!
If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude." The book is closed. The book is spoken. I like that one. That was a good one.
That was a really good one. I do like that one. That actually went with your attitude.
That's another one of my New Year's resolutions is to have more gratitude in my life and to really appreciate everything that I have. And I think if you change that and you have more gratitude, life will be a better, happier place.
But that's true. Always stay positive.
It's up to you to do
that. Always stay positive, man. Yeah. Yeah. Always stay positive. Be sure.
You're right.
But anyways, without further ado, guys, thank you for listening to Be Inspired with Chris and Jesse. Again, my name is Chris. If you like our show and want to know more, please check out our previous podcast on Spotify and Google Play Music. Leave us a like and a review and let us know what you guys thought. You can follow me on Instagram at cj.abate. Subscribe to my rising, amazing YouTube channel, just my name, Chris Abate. And you guys can follow me on Snapchat for my amazing adventures and for my next week's adventure going down to Florida. Kid Abate. So Jesse, no plugging for you. Have a great day, guys.
Next one, as always, you guys can follow me on Instagram at jessieg1022, and that's about it. So
dude, tell them about your coming YouTube.
Oh, the coming YouTube channel. Oh shit,
what's your YouTube name?
I think it's just gonna be my name, Jesse Gann. We'll see.
There you go, keep it original. Not PewDiePie and T-Series.
Yeah, I'm not cool. Like, I'm not good enough for that. I'm not too creative. But
and as always,
it'll be fun. But as always, thank you guys for listening. Have a great, fantastic gym sesh with your New Year's resolution that you guys are all working on. And we hope to hear you in the next episode.
And make sure to join us on next week's show for the latest and greatest inspiration and motivation and live podcast on the planet
from South Florida. Peace, friend.
I can never ever find the right words, and there's no way this is real life. There's no telling you're the right girl, so I can only say that it feels right. It feels right. It feels right.